Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. I have covered gold here on Money Matters on numerous occasions, and the price of gold certainly has been on a tear as of late, up from a few hundred bucks an ounce in the 70s. It has recently reached new high after new high, blasting through the $3,000 ounce level about a month ago or so, and now stands at least 10% higher at around $3,300 an ounce. Gold is thought of by many investors to be an inflation hedge. Monetary authorities throughout the world also pay attention to and acquire the yellow metal for their sovereign investments. That means that certain countries may buy gold for their own government accounts using their central banks to do so. Central bank is a country's official government bank, so to speak, and these banks control the supply and issuance of each country's respective currency. Not talked about as much, however, is gold's cousin, silver. Silver may also be thought as an inflation hedge, and it is sometimes called the poor man's gold. It is called that as silver is a heck of a lot cheaper than gold, clocking in at about $33 an ounce at the time I record this newscast, with gold at around $3,300 an ounce. That makes the current ratio of gold to silver about 100 to 1. That means you could buy either 100 ounces of silver or 1 ounce of gold. This 100 to 1 ratio is, to say the least, more than out of skew with historical ratios of gold to silver. Those living in Nevada County in Northern California might have heard of the 16 to 1 mine located in Allegheny, California. The gold mine was shut down in 1965 and was named 16 to 1 to reflect the price of silver in relation to gold that existed many decades ago. When I was growing up and through my teen years, because I had an interest in economics since my childhood, I was familiar with this 16 to 1 ratio back then and indeed have followed it throughout my entire life. Over the decades since the 70s, the ratio of gold to silver has been on a seemingly relentless climb with only brief pullbacks. Having reached almost a 100 to 1 price ratio back in the 1940s, it pulled back to about the common 16 to 1 range around 1968. Needless to say, at a ratio of 100 to 1 where it is now, the ratio has rarely been higher, and when it reaches these levels, historically, one of two things can happen. Either the price of gold falls to bring the ratio of gold to silver more in line with the averages, or the price of silver rises. Although the ratio could go higher still, looking at a 100-year chart of the ratio of gold to silver, we are definitely near the top of its ratio range. Many of the newsletters and articles I have seen within my circles have noticed the data and are calling for a spike in silver prices. I tend to agree. And indeed, the price of silver has been rising, having sold at under $8 an ounce in 2002 and almost cresting to $50 an ounce in 2011. It has visited the $20 range a few times since then. Only recently has it been rising past $30 an ounce, and some say it's destined for much higher prices. Realizing the gold to silver ratio is almost as high as it's ever been in the last 100 years or so, the recent rise in silver prices, along with the very high gold to silver ratio, could mean the poor man's gold, which is silver, is ready to run. Some analysts are calling for a $50 ounce price within a year, and I have seen high estimates reaching into $5,000 an ounce that may be in the cards sometime in the future. That said, silver could also reverse course and fall back to wherever, and gold could come crashing down, bringing the gold to silver ratio back to within normal range. In conclusion, one can never tell if markets stretch even more out of whack compared to historical precedents, or be setting up to bring in enormous profits to those who notice such things. In the end, however, caveat emptor, buyer beware, is always in play. Markets have risk, and investors can lose some or all of their money playing in them. It is always wise to seek out the help of an investment professional to better understand markets and their movements. Either that or contain your investing to FDIC-insured products, which may protect your principal no matter what happens. That's it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast is my opinion only and may not reflect the opinion of any registered investment advisor, bank, or investment firm, nor this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics way back in 1979 with honors and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Kuhneberg.
Yes, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.
I guess it was cruising for bruising.